Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to Man Up with Carl Bott and Perry Crimmins, and I think Ted's on his way here.
We hope. Soon to be we here, anyways.
Hey, today, this is live. This is the 24th of October, 6:05 in the evening. And so, welcome to Man Up. And, Perry, you just got back from weeks of hunting.
Oh, yeah. The fall.
Elk hunting.
Yeah, yeah. The fall was good for trips of hunting this year. Lots of opportunity. Ended up getting an antelope in Wyoming. Unsuccessful on elk in Utah, but. Man, probably one of the best hunts I've ever had as far as opportunities at good big game.
Yeah, we were talking about this, and I didn't realize you were bow hunting until you mentioned it. And yeah. You said, well, yeah, I'm just trying to thread through these trees and all that. And I'm thinking, excuse me.
Bless
wow, that just caught me. I know what good shots you are. I've been out there with you. And I was thinking, well, that's interesting. And then when you said you were bow hunting, and then it... To me, that is, you know, that's the ultimate, is bow hunting. Yeah, yeah. I mean, because you got to get in, what, 50 yards?
Yeah, with the system I'm shooting for elk, heavy arrow, big broadhead, all this stuff, probably, I figure if you put me 60 yards away, I'm pretty good.
Okay, you know? So 60 yards.
Yeah, and 60 yards, and 50 yards should be a, you know, slam dunk.
And it's not that most people, when you're talking, well, yeah, we just didn't have a shot. And you're telling me, oh, no, we were close to them. It was just everything.
It just didn't work out. It's like either the wind switched at the last minute. And I'm telling you, when elk smell you, it's over. They're gone. And, or they just weren't doing what, you know, elk do during the breeding season, you know.
And you're telling me that one had, one left his cows, which they never do.
No, they don't. Yeah, we watched this elk all morning long. He was chasing other subordinate bulls off for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And so we took a couple hours. We snuck into him. We got into 35 yards. And he, instead of coming out and defending himself, he left the cows. He ran away by himself.
It's better to run away and live to mate another day.
Yeah.
And then you had one that was laying down. He was in his bed area, and all the cows were laying around him, which is kind of unusual, too.
Real unusual. Usually the bulls will lay off where they can just kind of look at their harem, and hang out. And this guy laid down, and, I mean, it was a little 10-yard circle, and there were six other elk cows all around them. No way you can put an arrow in there without risking hitting one of the cows.
Yeah, and you're not going to do that. And and so then when he got up, instead of stretching like they do, he just rolled over and left.
Yeah, he just left. And then of course the wind switched. They smelled me, and it was 45 minutes at 54 yards. I watched myself.
We're talking about Perry's elk hunt and how he had all these chances. He was close enough. It went, and even his fellow guides were saying, never seen anything like this where the elk were just not cooperating. They were doing weird things, like
elk and Mother Nature were both against me.
There you go.
Well,
good evening, Ted Lighty.
I haven't seen Perry is a freak of nature. I mean, look at that dude.
I know,
right? So it's normal that it would happen.
Opinion, huh?
When you get a 60-year-old man in a 20-year-old body,
that's right.
That's because he can run up and down mountains.
Oh, like, he can run up and down mountains. Trust me.
Yeah, and the thing that it kind of made me feel real good is the fellows I was hunting with over there. They're younger guys. That's what they do. And we're hunting from 7,000 to 9,200 feet in the Utah mountains. And they're not for the lighthearted. And they called me. They had another hunter that was hunting with them like a week after I left. And the guy calls me and goes, hey, I just want you to know you're a badass. And I'm like, what do you mean? Because I just went. If they wanted to go somewhere, I went and went up the hill, kept up with them.
Yeah.
Well, they had another hunter that they were showing him elk, and he's like, gosh, I can't get there. And he had a gun. He says, I can't get there. He couldn't do it. He couldn't hike up the hill to get to him.
Well, that's the first thing as a matter of fact, I just left my shop. That's why I'm running a little bit late. Putting freedom tools in the hands of great Americans. But, I was just having this conversation with one of my clients today, and he's getting ready to take our advanced AR class. and he was in trying to get his AR ready. And I told him, I said, you would be amazed at the people that pay $10,000 or apply for 20 years in a row to get the points to get this awesome elk hunt in Utah, and they don't even bother
getting in shape.
Getting in shape or yeah. getting a rifle that works right, or, you know, I mean, they grab a rifle, grab a couple boxes of cartridges off the shelf, you know, from Sportsman's or wherever, and then they say, okay, I'm ready. Well, you're not ready. You're paying $10,000. Number one, get in shape.
Yeah.
Number two, take that rifle out and shoot it, or your bow out and shoot it, and make sure that you're ready. But they show up all the time.
A lot of times. Well, that's the thing is the guides will tell you, the outfitters tell you, you got to be able to hike. You got to be able to go up and down hills.
Oh, yeah.
And they tell you long enough time that you got to be able to do that, unless you hunt with Lighty. And Lighty, we go down hills, we go up hills after the same hogs.
What's the problem?
up and down,
in circles.
We bump them, they go sleep. We bump them, they go sleep.
Yeah. Well, anyway, after about the fifth time up and down the hill, and they ran down the hill. This time, though, they went all the way across the meadow. He goes, "Hey, what do you think?" And I said, "I think my fun meter is pegged." Yeah. And he goes, "Okay." So
now, what I said was, I respect a man who knows his limitations.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, there you go.
I can respect that.
We've been up that mountain like the fifth time.
I don't know. We'll go find another bunch of hogs.
Yeah, I can't say that I've pegged my fun meter, but I sure got it pretty much in the red line.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I'll tell you what, as far as the pigs, I've been seeing a lot of pigs out in Red Bluff this year. Like, every time I go, probably 100 to 150.
Wow.
So, we probably need to reconvene a pig party.
Well, I need another one for my classroom.
I'm ready.
Like, I need a really boss, like, nasty, ranked-looking hog for my classroom.
Only if you promise me.
Promise you what?
Stay out of the way.
The only thing you promise me is that if you let Ted stand close to me and let me run the pig, and you run the pig toward us, and we'll see if it bothers Ted.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me. Shoot him again, Carl.
Shoot him again, Carl. Shoot him again. Shoot him again. And he starts, you know, tapping me. Hey, shoot him again.
Perry will tell you, all good guides tell you to shoot him again.
Well, yeah. You should.
Because, what are we waiting on here?
We had, we shot that one boar. Remember, it dropped, and we said, that's it. It's dead. And then it jumped up, and no blood, anything.
And we looked for half a day for that pig.
Yeah. And it was the blood. Wasn't even blood. And it's going, wait a minute.
You spun that pig around.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, you spun him around. I mean,
they're tough.
Hard.
They're tough dudes, that's for sure.
I tell you.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'm just happy to be here doing Man Up with you guys.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while since we all got together again.
Oh, hell yeah.
And tonight, it is live. It's 24th of October. We got Halloween coming up. I've got to be leaving a little bit early tonight because Linda's playing something that we're going to do. But I always like seeing y'all because we get a good chance to sit around and talk about hunting and other things that are going on. And during the break, I will probably find a libation for us.
Oh, right on.
Nice, okay.
Nice. And we had a couple's haircut today.
I need one.
Tim and Logan got one 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I get kind of mine was just medium this time because I'm going back again on the 8th and getting my
high and tight
Marine Corps haircut for the Marine Corps ball. It's going to be on the 10th of November.
I'm going to miss it.
And you'll be able to celebrate the
249th.
The new presidential elect Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. That's right. 100%.
Well, you know what? As far as Marine Corps ball goes, we don't care, because we are celebrating the United States Marine Corps. And it's 249th birthday. That's all we're there for. And, in fact, we thought America was pretty cool when they started Veterans Day, the next day after the Marine Corps birthday, so the Marines could rest up.
There you go.
So we can sleep in a little bit.
And well-deserved.
Okay. Well damn deserved.
I'm here with Perry Crimmins and Ted Lighty, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to A Man Up. We're live. It's Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, and Perry Crimmins here on the 24th of October, a week before Halloween. And yet Perry's already got his mask on.
Yeah, there you go. The white mask.
The only fun I have in Halloween anymore is sitting in the yard and scaring the trick-or-treaters.
Yeah,
jump up, hit him with the paint gun a few times.
I got a flashlight. I put it right on my face, and I yell through a turkey call. Oh, it sounds horrible. Yeah, then 13-year-olds come out of their little space boots in that drill.
13-year-olds, you're probably doing 5 or 6-year-olds.
No, Lisa parents. Looks at me. She knows where I'm at. No. She looks at me and shakes her head like, no.
No, not these.
Don't do the princess,
well,
Ted.
Here's the thing: the princess is the best. If you get 14 or 15-year-old kids coming up. I used to go a little bit old, but then I'm thinking, hey, you know what? They're out trick-or-treating instead of setting something on fire.
Hey, let them have some fun.
Take a couple of handfuls.
They're not cutting the internet wires for Spectrum and making us lose our internet for half a day.
Half a day.
Trick or treat all you want. I'll give you some candy.
And so what Spectrum says is, we will make an allowance for the time you were out. I said, well, what about the allowance for the commercials that don't play and the money there? And then one of my friends had to get something in, paperwork. And ended up costing them $5,000 because they were late.
You're kidding me.
No. You know who they are, too. I'll tell you later. Oh, yeah. And so then we started looking at backup solutions like, what is that, Starlink? Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Starlink's hardware doesn't have enough ports in it that we need to,
Here?
To take it down to our transmitter.
Well, I'm leaving
even
from
the new
Montana.
One. They have a new one now.
Yeah. No, this was just, we were doing it when we were out trying to figure out what kind of backup can we do. Yeah.
Well, Elon Musk has changed the world. Oh. So,
And he'll continue to change the world.
I told my group that we're going mule deer hunting in Montana with, I'm not leaving till the presidential election is over. Period. End of story. I'm watching that election from the beginning to the end. All the Fox News coverage, all of it. I'm watching it. They said, well, we're leaving on the 28th. I said, well, I'll meet you there then. They said, well, we really want you to go because one of our shooters is, you know, not the best and we need some training on it. I said, well, I'm staying here for the election. I'm watching it. They said, what if we buy Starlink? I said, well, if you buy Starlink, I'll consider it. They texted me and said, we have Starlink.
Yeah, you're
We're going to run the TV off the generator, and we have Starlink. We're going to watch that election. I said, well,
you know,
okay.
You may not know for several days with this one.
And, oh, this is going to be crazy.
Well, I mean, there's going to be people. You're going to have so many observers at each one of the polling places.
Right.
It could be 3 or 4 days before you find out. I mean, now, the one thing is so many people are voting early. That should help because they can start counting those. And the Republican Party embraced that. Vote early and ballot harvest, just like the Democrats do.
Well, that's what they do. Might as well do it ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to do it, we're shooting ourselves.
Is that the new rules? We ballot harvest now? That's the new rules? Okay, we'll go do it.
Yeah. Why shoot yourself in the foot?
Well, and with the there's more Republican registered voters now than Democrats. So, the stage is
set. Something's happening.
The stage is set to beat them at every corner on how they're going to manipulate.
Right.
You know,
they got manipulated during the 2020 election, so they're like, well, we're not going to let you manipulate that again.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, when you've got mainstream media, I mean, like 60 Minutes.
Oh, God.
I mean,
changing.
They get caught. They release one ad, and it shows how Vice President Harris is responding. And then during the show, when they show it, it's different. And so people are saying, well, look, fine, let us see the transcripts, and they refused to release them. Yeah, maybe after the election, but other people are saying it looks like she was given do-overs. They asked a question, it was just muddled, and said, well, no, they asked her the question again. So the only thing I'd like to see is just some honesty here, you know, and if she was great, then she's great. And if she had problems, people need to know that.
No problem with someone who's honest. Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I want to hear your honest.
Yeah,
no, that's what I always said about Trump. And I think you would say it, Carl, and you'd probably say it too, Perry. I don't always love how it comes out, but at least I know it's true.
Yeah, right? Trump I don't think he really knows that even if he does twist the truth, it's not purposeful. You know,
well,
yeah.
And I don't think he thinks it's true.
He's a storyteller, dude.
I meant it when I said it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, asking your wife if these jeans make your butt look big. Right?
If your wife tells you no,
but they really do make your butt look big, she's screwing you over. She needs to tell you the truth. It's hurt sometimes, but it's the truth, right?
Would you ever tell your bride that the Levi's she's wearing makes her butt look too big?
No, but I tell her the pockets are small.
Okay.
Man, why are those pockets so small?
Yeah, the pockets look small.
You know what the four scariest words in the human language are?
What?
Is when your wife looks at you and says, are you wearing that?
Yeah.
Are you wearing that tonight? So it's five words.
It's five words.
Then you know right
are
then.
Are you wearing
that
tonight?
Yeah, I'm just taking it off.
Mine just looks and says, I don't think so.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's four words. I don't think so. Yeah. Okay, and we know what they're talking about.
I went to Costco. I was all happy about a pair of glasses I got, right? Like a pair of like prescription glasses, like dress glasses, you know, like gold with black rims and all that. I came back. She said, ugh, what are you wearing those for? I said, these look really nice. They're like dress glasses, right? She's like, I don't know what you would dress to wear those.
Yeah, well, you need a gold chain and a purple shirt.
Yeah. So, and it's a bummer I paid like $200-something for them.
So I'm gonna reveal something about Linda right now, and I don't think she's listening, but somebody will tell her, I'm sure. Linda, who can remember 5,000 songs, I'm not kidding you, the lyrics, the keys, the music, where everything goes to, and all of this stuff, all these other things she is just so good at. But you put a pair of glasses in her hand, they just disappear.
Oh, yeah.
So the other day she lost her glasses again, and I find them, they're kind of like, in the couch, in between the cushions, somehow. Here you go. I hand them to her. And somehow, from the time I handed them to her to the next morning,
she lost them.
They're gone. And we're the house, we're tearing it apart. It's like, so I'm going to start one of those jars, those big jars. Every time, honey, you lose your glasses or your keys, a dollar goes in there. At the end of the year, it's all yours.
There you go.
So, and she didn't think it was that funny.
But, yeah.
Well, she could be like me and just have 100 pair of glasses.
Well, she has several pairs.
Yeah, I leave them laying ever in the house.
No. I have them laying around, too.
Yeah.
100 pair of glasses. Just like on the, let's see, where are my glasses? They're on the counter in the kitchen.
Oh, here's a pair.
Yeah,
that's the nice thing about it.
On the dresser in the bedroom and the nightstand.
I said, do you want me to get you one of those long chains? You know, you just drop them.
Hey, there's no problem with that.
She says, you give me one of those, I'll kill you. And I went, okay, so I won't get you one of those.
I like those.
You know, it's like soap and a rope. Perry likes that.
I like it. So, yeah.
I've seen it.
Soap on a rope. Yeah, I bet you have.
Okay.
Yeah. It saved my rear end a couple times.
Oh, welcome to Man Up.
I'm not even sure if we should have bleeped that one or not. You know,
don't bleep it.
Don't bleep it. It's too. No, that's not. It's if you had described it, then we start bleeping it.
It's Man Up. It's one hour of real radio.
Okay. Let's talk. We don't do this enough. Why don't we talk about food and restaurants around this area? Ones that you really like. You know, let's leave out Jack's and those well-known ones. But have you been to one that you haven't been to lately?
I like Blade and Barrel.
That's good. We were there one night.
I like Blade and Barrel. I tell you, I didn't enjoy it 2 years ago. For some reason, it just seemed like, I like them Bombay Sapphire Martinis extra dry with two olives.
Mm-hmm.
When I told them to shake the hell out of it, they didn't really know what I was talking about. But I went to Blade & Barrel, was it with you, Carl?
Yeah, we went to Blade & Barrel.
That was good. Yeah. That was a good darn dinner. Yeah. And they had a great drink. I think at a Manhattan, right?
Well, that you did. Yeah. And the place across the street, the
Vintage. It used to be Vintage, right?
Well, it's Vintage. And we went in there the night before we went to the symphony, and I had their wonton shrimp, and it's outstanding. Oh my gosh, it was the best appetizer that I've had in years.
Really?
Oh yeah. And their food's good. Danny and his family worked there. So
yeah, I went there a few weeks ago. It was good as well.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you a sleeper. And Ted and Lisa went there with us one night, is Gaia over on Riverside Drive.
That was good.
The Gaia restaurant is really good.
I went there. Yeah, we all went
there. Riverside.
I had a nice kale salad.
It's a hotel and restaurant.
Oh, you mean the one down the road here?
In Anderson. Yeah.
Oh, Gaia.
Yeah.
The Gaia.
Oh, the Gaia. The Gaia Hotel. Yeah, uh-huh. They have good food. Have you tried Raw yet?
No.
I have
not. Oh, no, I've been at Raw.
Raw's pretty good. Taroko. Down here?
I've done Taroko, and it's kind of a little bit spendy because you end up
it's
ordering.
It's a bit spendy. Yeah.
Well, you order a bunch, is why. You know, it's just so good that you order more.
Yeah.
And I went with Steve, so that's what he does. He orders every order, one of each.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, live the dream, man. I'll have one of everything.
Yeah.
I want to taste it all.
Our old fallback, of course, is Cattleman's.
Oh, Cattleman's. Don't even mess with Cattleman's.
Yeah. So Cattleman's, when I go to Cattleman's, they're one of the few places in town that actually carry beef ribs.
Right. Oh,
they
I didn't know that.
They serve beef ribs.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? I had no idea.
Everyone else does pork, baby backs, and all that stuff, but they do beef.
I had no idea. I like Cattleman's. Cattleman's, you know what I like about Cattleman's? Their salad is always fresh and crisp. Right,
and
like it's cold,
and it's a big bowl of.
It's a big bowl of like a cold bowl of salad.
Yeah. They give you a lot of food there.
Oh man, I always eat there for like two or three days.
Yeah,
I like Cattleman's. Cattleman's is good. It's not cool to go to a chain, but Cattleman's is a chain I like. Kind of like Black Bear. I like Black Bear.
Black Bear, it's
gift cards.
Yeah, I've got some for you tonight, in fact.
Oh, and, no way. Yeah.
Discounts, yeah.
You and I had Black Bear the other day, and let me tell you, you need to go to Black Bear more, although you will buy more clothes if you go to Black Bear, because you will not fit in your clothes if you continue to eat at Black Bear. It's so good, and there's a lot of it.
Talk to Bruce. Bruce being the owner guy founded it, and he goes, prices have gone up because we're just getting, killed out there.
Right.
And he says, but the one thing we're not going to ever do is serve less food on the plate. So when you get, I couldn't finish all of breakfast the other day, and you could probably share it, you know, like Linda and I could share a breakfast
easily
there
for 2 days
easily for two at days. Black Bear, yeah.
But another one we used to like to go to, not a lot because it was kind of spendy, but it was a real nice place to go and get a bottle of wine and close to home is Moonstone, but they closed.
They closed.
Yeah. Oh,
now,
really?
Now, I hear they're remodeling for another restaurant that's coming in.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name of it, but there is a new one coming in.
All the beautiful people over there on the west side?
Well, what stinks is we had, you know, $100 worth of gift cards.
Oh, they're gone now.
They're done.
Well, that's how they become beautiful.
Jeez.
I love it. That's how they become beautiful.
Yeah,
you got their gift cards. They'd have to make any food.
Yeah, we need to take
like
a break.
Moonstone,
one thing is, though, like when you used to go out and have breakfast, you could have a breakfast with tip, $20.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Oh, now you're lucky if you can get out of there for 30, depending on what you, I mean,
Jeez,
if you order.
It's $14 for a sandwich out of deli anywhere.
Yeah.
Could be 40.
Could be. So, yeah, it could be 40 for breakfast.
Yeah.
And, anyway. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Man Up with Perry Crimmins, Ted Leidy, and me, Carl Bott. And we're going to be right back in about 3 minutes.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back
to
Man Up.
That song.
There you go, with Ted Leidy, Perry Crimmins, and Carl Bott. And we talked about restaurants we like here in town, and we talked about a little bit about elections.
So you know who that was? That was Steve Earle.
Okay.
That was Steve Earle, right? I love me some Steve Earle.
Yes,
he was
sir.
The cast.
Oh, by the way, David's our producer tonight.
David, and thank you very much
David,
for playing that Steve Earle.
David, every month at this time, he hopes that we're going to be out hunting or doing something so he can host the show again with Ben.
Oh, right on.
We had a great show last time, didn't we, David?
You know, yeah, Perry was there. He came. Now, Ben, who is one of our producers, he's 18. He started when he was 17. Ben, we're going to be losing Ben. He's going into the Air Force.
Oh, right on, Ben.
He's not here now. So,
Ben.
Congratulations and good for you.
It's going to be good for Ben.
Absolutely.
We're proud of Ben. Proud of Ben.
You know, I was supposed to go in the Air Force. I was.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I worked hard to try to get in the Air Force. I lived off Monardus on Hilltop and worked at Kmart, you know, right up the street. And I graduated from high school. I didn't have much going on. I was in Shasta College, but, you know, it wasn't great for me. I didn't love it. And my roommate was going in the Air Force.
You almost went, huh?
Oh, I signed up. But they wouldn't take me because one year, like about 80 or 81, I socked some dude in the cafeteria. And they don't like violent people.
They let you in because you had a juvenile record?
Well, because, yeah. And so I had to go get a waiver. And I went and got a waiver. I worked hard. I got a letter from my vice principal, Dennis Boyle, at the high school and all that. And I came back and I would knock on his door and he wouldn't be there. I'd knock on his door and he'd be there. Now the rent is due, you know, girlfriend's pregnant, all this kind of crazy stuff is going on. And, I couldn't find him. Well, finally he showed up one day in the Air Force Recruiting Center right down 152 Hartnell where I would one day work as a recruiter in the Army. And, he said, well, I hate to tell you this, but we lost your paperwork somewhere along the line. It got lost and you have to start over. I had to get up and leave before I got my second assault.
So would you walk down the hallway to the Army?
No, I was walking down the damn frickin' sidewalk and there was some Army recruiter there burning a Marlboro Red, you know, gray hair parted in the middle, slicked back, you know, some Silver Fox type dude. And he goes, what's wrong? I said, I want to go in some service and I'm trying to get in the Air Force, Bob. I goes, you look more like an Army guy. He said, what were we going to do in the Air Force? I said, I was going to be an air conditioner repairman. He said, no, mm-mm. You look like an airborne guy to me. I said, I do? He goes, yeah, and right now we're giving away $5,000 to anybody who finishes jump school. I said,
I'm in.
That's more money I've ever seen in my life, you know.
Well, yeah, back then.
But from Cottonwood.
Yeah.
All right, so that's how I ended up in the Army. I tried to get in the Air Force, but they jacked up my paperwork.
I talked to Ben's recruiter already, and I said, okay, let's talk about signing bonuses because you guys are, you know, services are having a real tussle, except for the Marine Corps, making their numbers. And you said, yeah, the bonuses go from $5,000 to $40,000, depending on the job. And Ben scored high enough on his ASVAB. He gets, you know, he could take 94% of the jobs, and he scores another 4 points. This is his pre-ASVAB.
Right.
He takes it, he gets 4 more points. There's nothing in the Air Force that he can't get into.
What did he end up doing?
Well, I can't get into it, but he has to clear a traffic ticket.
I get that.
You know, it's one of those things. And I said, just go in and tell him, you know, that you're working 3 jobs, which he is. You know, it was one of those kind of, you know, you roll through the in the traffic cameras there. I'm sorry, Ben. I'm telling everybody everything here.
Ben, if it's any consolation, I have the same thing.
We've all done it. But then I said, tell him you're joining the military and you're leaving in January, which is true. And I said, if he's got any heart at all, he's just going to drop the charges. And thank you for serving your country.
You know, I got one of those right over here.
I think he has to go next week.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Right over here on Pine Street getting on the highway, I got one of those.
Yeah.
And the guy, I mean, he sent me a notice and said, yeah, call this number or whatever. I called. I'm like, man, I sure didn't think I rolled through. It was 4:30 in the morning. And he said, oh, no, this is just a warning.
What?
And I'm like,
a warning?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I sure appreciate that because, yeah, it was 4:30 in the morning. It was pretty safe. And I, you know, I sure thought I came to a stop. But
well, you know, first thing I thought was, this is a bunch of junk. I'm not going to pay this. That's junk. And they said, well, inside of your email you got was a link to a video, and you can watch the video.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. Oh, well, I'm going to watch that video, and I'm going straight to court and telling that judge. I rolled right through that light. I didn't roll. It was just a right turn. It was a right turn.
If you,
right?
By the way, and this is for everybody.
I looked, but I didn't slow down. I just looked and went. Yeah. Boom. They hit me hard. The red light ticket.
Oh, you get a red light ticket. If you go straight through the intersection, they're going to hammer you at $580. But if you do kind of like you've come up to like that right turn.
That's what I did.
And you slow down and you thought you stopped and then you keep going. You can, the judge can reduce that to half because you didn't go across the intersection. You just made that turn. And then they also track how fast you're going. And if it's under a certain, you know, amount, they won't get it or not.
Well, I just paid
it. The other thing you do is if you ever come up to, you know, people ask me, why do you keep that COVID mask in your on your car? Somebody goes, oh my God. Because anytime I come up to a traffic camera light, I put it on. Because they've got to be able to identify you. So that, or you put your hand over your face or something like that. Okay.
Well, I'm glad you told me that, Carl.
Well, you know.
Glad you told me how to
loophole the system. Those red light tickets are not inexpensive.
No, they're expensive.
No.
But you know what? Honestly.
And people that can't pay it. Okay. So you get somebody that's in there, he and his wife are working their butts off to, you know, pay for their rent, and you got a kid. You get a $580 ticket. You can't pay it. Yeah. You know, so.
Well, you know what you do? You're more careful next time.
You may be more careful, but if you can't pay it, unless they can give you some kind of payment plan, you pay $10 a month for the rest of your life.
Wait.
Otherwise,
wait.
They pull your license. Yeah. And then what do you do?
Carl.
Sir.
You realize that what you're doing.
You can still vote.
What you're doing here, as you talk about that, is you are making room for people just to run those lights. You can't make room for them. You can't make room. You can't say, oh, I understand that, you know, you don't have the money. Get the money. I mean, you know, the bottom line is, or slow down. That's the way I look at it.
You do the crime, do the time.
It's not complicated. Otherwise, everybody's going to walk in and say, hey, man, you know, as you can see, I like french fries. You know, french fries are killing me. I'm an addict for french fries. They take like $900 a month out of my income. And I just can't pay it. No, slow the hell down on the way to the McDonald's. You'll be all right.
Sell one of your kids.
Yeah. I mean, hey, there's plenty of people after they've opened the border, you know, for 4 years, plenty of people that buy
those
kids.
They can always sign up and pick up some of that 600,000 pounds of trash they get around town at the homeless places.
Yeah, right. One of those.
Let's not get started.
Yeah, I don't want to get started on that. You know, I have a homeless girl that lives in my neighborhood where I have my gun shop. And still,
no, I didn't know that.
She's still there.
Does she still come wash up at your place?
She takes all the leaves out. She does all kind of stuff. I mean, she's constantly just working on that piece of property. Not my property. I'm a leaser, right? I lease a place. But I got to tell you.
But is she working and cleans the whole place up?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't pay her, obviously. But when it's wet, she's wet. I mean, I saw it. When it's cold, she's cold. I mean, she lives in a tent. Somewhere, you know, around the property. But I've changed my outlook just a tiny bit on the homeless since that's happened. Because I talked to her on occasion, you know. And she's a stone addict. Everybody knows she's a stone addict. Everyone can tell she's a stone addict. But she's a person like me or you. And so... And
can't forget that.
She's a person.
You just can't label people like people do. Because as soon as you start labeling them, you start taking away their humanity.
Well, she's the last person I saw before I came to this radio show. I talked to her and said, hey, man, I got to run. I got to get to the show. That's why I was a little bit late. She got me in a parking lot. And she was talking about cleaning up the leaves, which she cleans up the leaves in a parking lot. So I can't complain at all about her.
Well, she grinds them up and sells it to her fellow homeless. Some kind of drug. No, I'm
mattresses. Mattresses out of leaves.
Well, you know what? Once you start making, and this is what you see in media and everything. Once you start dehumanizing somebody, then it's a lot easier to do anything you want.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We've seen that in combat. You
know? Oh yeah.
You have to fight that all the time. That your men aren't thinking, you know, that they're not people. That they're animals out there. So,
well, they have their own, just like us in general society. They have their own demographic of people within themselves. Some are there to take advantage, and some are there because they have no choice.
Well, they have their own criminal element inside their demographic.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, sure.
So
somebody gets their Social Security check, and they lose all that money because you have people waiting for it. They know they get a Social Security check every month.
Oh, no question. Oh, did you hear about that girl in Butte County that stole $156,000 in Social Security? after she was a caregiver and after her person that she was caring for died. You didn't hear about that?
No.
Oh, yeah. $156K. Wow. Like 7 years worth of Social Security. She was drawn. And
oh, you mean the woman had died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, let's not degrade the homeless, because the homeless in my community, like in my little neighborhood where my shop is in my classroom, I have zero problems with them. Zero. Although, you know, we made our expectation early.
Yeah.
You know, I told them, hey, man.
Don't mess around with our property.
No, if you show up here, I don't recognize you, I'm gonna escort you to Lake Boulevard and you can go up to Masonic where everyone else lives. Or, you know, you, the one that lives there, I don't really have a hard time with her anymore. I used to at first. I'm like looking at her like I don't trust you, but now I don't really care.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird feeling.
You know, she goes in there and probably takes a shower in your toilet.
No, she doesn't.
No.
And by the way, I don't have any water on my building because I went and closed it all off with locks.
Oh.
Because I did show up one day and there was a bunch of homeless showering in my dadgum water. I just locked it. There's no water in that building outside.
You see people, there's a lot of buildings here in Redding and Anderson and other places that they'll lock that water off just for that.
Well, you got to because otherwise they'll be there showering every day.
Yeah. All right, time to take a break. Perry Crimmins, Ted Leidy, Carl Bob. We'll be happier when we come back from the break.
I'm pretty happy.
We're going to be happier.
Hey, you play some Steve Earle, I'll be happy. Bring me back some Steve Earle and AC/DC. Yeah, buddy.
Turtle Bay Museum, Mindbender Mansion, Unlock the Puzzle. On exhibition now through January 5th, featuring interactive games, challenges, brain teasers, and more. Perfect for families of all ages and school groups. Test your brain power and problem-solving skills now at Turtle Bay Museum. Don't miss out on this immersive exhibition. Mindbender Mansion, Unlock the Puzzle. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to shascom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at shascom911.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual shaggy foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Stars and stripes,
Welcome back to Man Up. Ted Leidy and Perry Cremins taking you through the 7 o'clock hour. Yeah. Carl had to take off. Linda's performing somewhere, so we are going to finish up this show. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, by the way.
Yeah, no. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. It's nice to have all three of us back together. It's been a couple months.
It has
three
been
or
a
four
couple months.
Months.
Yeah, we've been busy.
Yeah, you know, the fall has been busy, man.
Yeah, personal life takes over. It's hunting season. I'm leaving for Montana on Monday. Perry's been Utah. Perry went to, would you go to Wyoming and get that speed goat?
Yeah.
We were in Wyoming at the same time. I didn't even know it.
Yeah. Well, you were in northern Wyoming. I was in Casper.
I was in Casper.
Oh, you were in Casper.
I was 1 hour west of Casper in Highland.
Huh. Well, I was 15, 20 minutes north of Casper.
Yeah, so we were in the same zone. Didn't even know it.
Dang.
You said broadest Montana, but what you were doing was just give me a city, right?
Yeah, where Mike was.
Yeah, I was.
Or Clint.
Clint, yeah. I was 1 hour west. I went to the Maven. Lander.
Wyoming. Lander, that's right.
That's where Maven is. And I also bought a pair of binos there, which, by the way, I really like those binos. I mean, they are extra, extra clear, and they are extra. I mean, everything on them is quality. I feel like I'm holding a pair of Swarmos.
And a USA company.
And a USA company, yeah. And no business to business. It's only business to consumer. So in order, if you want a pair of Maven optics, you got to contact Maven, and they'll sell them to you. I went to their I got a full tour.
Mm-hmm.
In Lander, Wyoming, and I went to their customer service center. I went to where they put the optics together. I went to the employee area, the employee lounge. I mean, it's a little organization, probably about the size of a gym, one of our
gyms. I went by there earlier in the summer when I was in Lander.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. It's pretty cool. So I bought a pair of binos there. I bought a pair of 8x42 B1s and for turkey hunt next year because I'm always looking at going light.
Yeah.
So instead of carrying those 10x42 EL trackers that I got for big game hunting, I'm going to carry a small set of 8x42 Mavens and a rangefinder on the side so I can just range my area in front of me.
Get some of those because I actually went the other way and got some 1452, Swarovski 1452 NL Pures.
Those are huge.
They're not, though.
Well, they're bigger than I want to use for turkey hunting.
They're lighter than our ELs.
Well, they're lighter, but they're still big pieces of equipment. I wanted to get smaller so I could use my
turkey hunting,
my Alaskan Guide Creations Bottomland bino harness and then put them in there and then put the rangefinder on there and then strikers and calls and all that.
Have everything set.
Yeah, they're really nice and they gather a lot of light. So Maven Optics, I was really, really impressed. And, you know, I got a cool hat.
Nice, Maven hat. Yeah.
You know what I really liked about them was when you go to their customer service center, they've got every Maven optic they make on a table about twice the size of this table we're over right now. And when someone calls into customer service, they go pick up the optic.
So they can go through the
And they go through it with you. Like they look at it, they hold it in their hand, they see the problem that you're having with the optic. And if it's something they can fix right there, they'll overnight it to you.
Huh.
And they're guaranteed forever like Vortex. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that trip, but I was surprised to hear, Perry, you get around, man. I was surprised to hear you were, I guess we were an hour and 15, 20 minutes apart.
Yeah.
And we were both hunting antelope in Wyoming at the same time.
And there's a lot of them down the south still.
Did you draw that tag or?
Yeah, so what I did was I have a buddy here that hunts there. He has a couple lots that back up to BLM. Yep. So he needed my points to draw his group. So we used my points and drew four other guys.
Oh, okay. So all went out there together.
No, they went at different times.
You all had a tag.
We all had a tag, and he just gave me the hunt.
Well, you got a pretty nice hunt.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a pretty nice buck.
Yeah. I never measured it, but it was one of the bigger ones I saw there, you know.
Yeah.
A real old antelope.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I actually zoomed in on it. I could see how gray and, you know, that animal had been fighting a lot, too.
It was.
You have a broken cutter on him?
They were just short.
Yeah,
the mass was really all the way up, and no, hardly any cutters. But
yeah.
I saw antelope that were a lot prettier than him, that's for sure. And I let a lot go that I probably shouldn't have. But
well, you know, the thing about it is I didn't realize how many antelope you were going to see. I mean, I saw a ton of antelope, but my hunt was over in about 30 minutes, right? I mean, we hunted on Friday. He said I put three guys on this buck. We can't get a shot at him. We'll go try it. I said, yeah, sure, that sounds good. So I went and shot him. And then we spent And then at about noon or one, my buddy that I went with, he shot one. But we looked at, in the meantime, between the time I shot mine and the time he shot his, I'll bet we looked at 100 different bucks.
Yeah.
And they just weren't what we wanted.
I said, well, see, the bow season went right till the end of the month. And then the 1st of October, the rifle season started.
Oh, okay.
So I hunted 2 days with a bow.
Oh, okay.
And probably looked at 300 antelope.
Right.
Within 25 yards.
Right.
And couldn't find one I liked. So went looking for one with a gun for 3 days.
Well, you know, yeah, that's the, well, like me, I took, I think it took 5 years to draw this tag in Montana for mule deer. I'm going to go there and I'm just going to stay there. I'm taking all my camping gear. I'm going to stay there until I get the buck I want. I'm not shooting a rat. I mean, I got plenty of chow in my freezer already.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it. I'm kind of like coming to the end now, you know, where you got everything kind of lined out for the trip. I mean, you take so many trips, it's probably nothing for you, but
yeah, you still got to throw the stuff together and hope you don't forget anything.
Well, you got to have your InReach, your satellite communicator. You got to had to buy a new holster for my 44 Magnum because, you know, I'm in grizzly country by myself.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be carrying my pistol, and I don't normally carry a pistol.
Right.
But, you know, I watch a lot of YouTube. I don't want to get eaten.
Well, all those guys up there carry a pistol.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you watch YouTube, people get eaten by grizzlies all the time. I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
no. I mean, Timothy Treadwell, I mean, I liked him kind of, but that dude was nuts, and he got eaten by a grizzly, so.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that. InReach communicator cameras. You know, I got my Reveal cameras that I got from you. I'll be getting those ready.
Yeah.
So just a lot of different stuff getting ready for fall season. And this will be it. Then in December, taking Lisa to Vegas because, you know, she's going to be really upset at me that I'm missing my birthday, the Marine Corps ball, my anniversary, and election day all, you know, all at once. But,
you know, it's, you know, you gotta go when you can go, though, man. It's like we're not getting any younger.
Well, it's deer season.
Yeah.
You know, and you gotta go when you can go. I don't want to wait till I'm 70. I won't be able to get around like I do.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, you know. Go while you're still fit, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. And you know what? I'm so looking forward to our springtime.
You and I
kill it in the States in spring. I think we should go back to the South.
Yeah, we'll go to the South. Hopefully it's drained off by then.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
Poor guys down there.
But, you know, you're going to have to go to Georgia with me, and I'm going to have to go to Louisiana with you, which is fine.
Yeah, and then we'll just start up the East Coast.
We'll just keep working up, and then when we're done, we're done. Well, I think we should do five states.
If we get five over there and maybe something later on, we can figure out a, you know, Michigan or Maine later in the year that they go to June. You know?
I'm totally into that.
Yeah. But
for turkey, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, and then, of course, some local stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, of course, don't forget we've got our junior program.
Absolutely, yeah. So and there's a lot of turkeys this year.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't really noticed. I haven't been out much.
Oh, there's a lot.
Really?
Turkeys, pigs, bears. The acorns are stupid how many acorns.
Well, what I'm going to do as soon as I get back, it'll be nice and cool then, is I'm going to head out to Red Bluff with you and get a nice, a big boar with some nice cutters for my classroom. Well, I need it for the classroom.
There's some stanky ones there that I won't shoot them. There's,
well, I don't care. I'll stank you there. I'm just going to take the head off.
Yeah, if you want some one with cutters, that's where to get them.
And make some sausage out of it and feed it to Carl and spaghetti. He'll never know.
He'll never know.
What is this?
They're probably okay.
It's Wagyu
okay
beef.
Yeah, they're okay for sausage.
No, they're great.
Yeah.
Apple, actually, the Italian sausage works great for spaghetti.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of disappointed because R&R is not doing wild game anymore.
I know that. And, of course, I went down to Kent's and, you know, he died.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's going to change.
They do all right. I know a few guys that are, you know, starting up some mobile ones. You know,
well, Clear Creek was good, too, but they don't do it anymore either.
No, I think they hang them. You know, there's A&R in Red Bluff. They do a pretty good job. There's another guy that was a buddy of mine that he just started doing a butchering business.
Who?
Seth Stroing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear Eric Gold is back?
Yeah.
Is he back for sure?
Same shop. Yep. Down on
over there on 273? Oh, dang.
That's I actually have to pick up my elk and get it over there to him.
Pick it up from?
The other guy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I have an elk that's never been in my house.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, that's a problem right there. But I'm glad he's back.
Yeah.
I like Eric Gold.
He'll do
and I hear this, I hear Copperhead Road coming. That must be it for us. Hey,
bam,
brothers,
another
I appreciate
night.
You, man.
Hey.
You guys have a great evening. I love Man Up. I'm glad we're back together.
And get out there and vote.
Don't forget to vote. Everybody have a great evening. Talk to you later.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.